Good morning. Welcome to all who have gathered here in the sanctuary and those that are connected in. Hasn't it been a great week? Yes, all winter is here finally. Beautiful snow, maybe the cold can dissipate, and it sounds like that'll go away this week, but hopefully you've all made it through. We certainly can be praying for people in Texas and around the country that are struggling with all the storms and those kind of things, but we are here in our warm sanctuary. Hopefully those connected in are in their homes warm as well as we gather together to worship the Lord. This is our first Sunday of Lent, so we are in the Lenten journey as we'll be experiencing some of the Lenten disciplines as the journey continues. So welcome to our time of worship. Let us prepare our hearts as we listen to our morning prelude.
Well, come, let us praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for us. This morning, our opening scripture is found in Psalm 25, and if you've brought your Bibles, I invite you to turn there with me now. And if not, this portion of scripture is on the screen and in your bulletins as well. Psalm 25, starting in verse 1. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant. Let us pray. Faithful Father, we are grateful that the words faithful are penned in the scriptures to describe your character and your relationship to us, that you walk with us through the highs and lows, that you are dependable, steadfast, loyal, and true. We're thankful that you are here with us even now. We're thankful also that these words of Psalm 25 teach us to trust in you, teach us to hope in you, and teach us even to seek mercy in you. Lord, that you are quick to forgive, lavish in your grace. For all these reasons and more, we gather together to worship you and seek to find our faith built up and encouraged in your house and in your presence today. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Whether the ground around us is slippery ice or sinking sand, we know our feet are on the solid rock of Jesus Christ our Lord. I invite you to rise as we sing our opening hymn, The Solid Rock. Praises this morning, singing What a Beautiful Name.
Oh,
I invite you now to join in the unison prayer printed in the bulletin or on the screen. This is a prayer of confession, a prayer seeking the Lord's forgiveness, and a prayer of dedication, renewing our lives to the glory of God. Let us join in praying together. We admit we are hesitant to walk to Jerusalem and beyond with you, God of glory. In a world where we worry about tomorrow, before enjoying today, we race by your moments of silence, of learning. In that flood of worries which can overwhelm us, we may miss that assurance that you have not cut us off from your grace. In the deserts of our desires, we may ignore that feast of hope, of joy, of life you offer to us. Forgive us and have mercy on us, God of grace and guardian of our souls. In humility, may we offer our lives to others. In love, may we share your grace with everyone we meet. In hope, may we wait for you all our days as you come to us in the life and joy of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Seated. For the children with us this morning and all children at heart, I have this little shell. I liked how some of you pointed to each other as to who was the child at heart. I caught that. This is a little shell that sits normally in the baptismal font, and that sits in there, and we take some ordinary water and we pour that in the shell and let it sit there for when we have a baptism here in the sanctuary. Ordinary water is what we use for baptism. Now, we don't really use water out of a bottle because I have learned over the years that if you don't have warm water in the shell, it tends to wake up the infants. Quite startling when you baptize them three times with cold water. So I've always asked the head usher to make sure they put in nice hot water so by the time the baptism comes in the surface, it's still just warm for our little one. But whether it comes out of the tap or whether it's out of a bottle, it's ordinary water when we're thinking about baptism. Now, a few decades ago, when Gary Hodges was the pastor here, they took a trip over to the Holy Land, and they brought back some bottles from the River Jordan. And so it was blessed in holy water, but sometime we ran out of that, so we're back to using ordinary water. And in baptism, we have to remember that the water is only a symbol. It's a symbol. So when we read from Mark 1 about the baptism of Jesus today, it reminds us of the symbol of water in being washed clean. So when parents want to bring and have their infant baptized, we meet with them and we talk about what baptism means, and then we go through the service so that nobody's surprised. You know, we want to care for the child and not get them too cold in baptism. We also want to care for the parents. And so we go over the promises that the parents are promising to raise that child in the way of Christ, to raise that child in the way of the church. And they are promised to be faithful in raising their child that way so that when the child's old enough, they can confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So the water is symbolic about being cleansed. And there is nobody in today's society that doesn't know what it means to be clean, you know, to wash your hands and have clean hands, right? We've got that down pat. How long does it take? 20 seconds at least, right? I can admit that I probably do 10 seconds, so I'll work on that. But we know that water and soap are important to clean us on the outside. In baptism, the water is symbolic of the cleansing of the Holy Spirit, so that when we sin, when we say something wrong to one of our parents, or we yell at one of our brothers, or I've been with some of the children in the sanctuary, and they've taken a toy from one of their brothers. And that's not nice unless we ask permission. So when we do those, we confess our sin and the Spirit cleanses us. You weren't supposed to look at the one family sitting up front with four boys when I was talking about that, but they know who I was talking about. But I can't see their faces because they're wearing masks, so it's okay. You're smiling, right? Yeah, see. It happens. We learn how to grow, and our parents raise us to be kinder to our siblings. Let's pray. Lord, it is water, but it's symbolic of your love and your grace through the power of Jesus and the presence of the Spirit. And Lord, we pray that you would bless the parents of our congregation and in community that help us raise our children, the community of faith that raise our children knowing Jesus Christ as Lord. Amen. As we come into our time of prayer, you see the two concerns on the back of the bulletin. Tracy and Sadi Warren were very thankful that the news that they received on Monday was that the cancer was contained to the prostate, and they were also very grateful that they knew the results of the scans by noon on Monday, so they are still waiting for the treatment plan to be fully determined. And Kenny Walker continues to explore new things each day. One day this last week, they followed the advice of another set of parents that has a child going through the same thing that Kenny has gone. So they went out to eat so that they could learn how to order off of a menu and count the various things and the sugar levels and that kind of stuff and how they would be able to adjust. So on the weekend, the family is down in Cincinnati together, and if you follow along on Caring Bridge, it's not just about Kenny and what's going on with him, it's about the family. So they celebrated something monumental this week in that Gavin, the younger brother, has his temporary license. And Father allowed him to drive part of the way down to Cincinnati. So we're grateful for the family of the Walkers. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Gracious God, loving Lord, awesome and amazing God. Yes, Lord, we've gone through a storm this past week where various schools and businesses were shut down and life came to a halt in certain ways, but we've made it through. Lord, in the coldness of this wintry weather, Lord, we thank you for the warmth of homes, the warmth of coats, of mittens and hats, the warmth of businesses and churches where we can gather. Lord, we thank you for the fellowship that we experience through Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that in this time of worship, we would sense the warmth of your Spirit upon us, your love and your grace that connect us together with you and with one another. Lord, in a season of winter, we anticipate new life coming through spring that's just a month away. And Lord, as winter lingers, may we continue to have hope that spring will come. And Lord, as we deal with the sin of our own lives, private and personal, between us and you, Lord, we pray for the coming of new creation within us. That we have the strength, we have the faith, we have the love of you to confess our sins to you, to ask for forgiveness, and to be cleansed through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Lord, that we can set aside any sin, any guilt, any shame that we know about or that may be hidden deep from the past. Lord, we thank you for the miracle of being recreated through the love and the grace of Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, as we pray for the Warrens and the Walkers, we're grateful for the diagnosis and the treatments that they are receiving. We thank you for the love that they have for you and the love they have for one another as they journey through their times as family. Lord, we pray for those in Texas. We pray for those in our own area that are without power and that are cold. Lord, may we continue to respond and help in many ways. And Lord, open us, open our hearts and our minds to have compassion on our neighbors, near and far. Lord, we pray, continue to pray for relief from the pandemic. We pray for those that are still struggling through times of illness and times of quarantine. Lord, I thank you for the faithfulness of many of this church that have dropped off special gifts to be able to share with those that could use some further encouragement and assistance. Lord, it is about taking care of your children, whether we know them or not. But Lord, as we reach out, as we share, Lord, it's about building relationship. It's about sharing the good news of Jesus. So Lord, we pray that you would further equip us as your servants, as your people. Bind us together in unity, bind us together in love, and bind us together in prayer as we pray the prayer of our Lord, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
I invite you to rise as you're able as we join in singing the sermon hymn, Seek Ye First.